trapped. Whew. I don't know if you can hear this or not. I am fucking trapped in my damn truck here, trying to figure out what to do. Damn it. I can't hardly move. I'm out of breath. Trying to charge my phone. It's almost fucking dead. Damn it. Shit. Discharging I was, fuck, I got the passenger side door open. I rolled the window down and reached across, unlatched it. And now I got out of my truck. Shit. All right. So that's good. Got out of my fucking truck. I don't know why that fucking door wouldn't open, but I know it sure had me trapped. I'm going to try to get it open from outside here. That son of a bitch won't open. I don't know what the hell. Let me try. Where the latch is. Fuck. God damn it. Fucking door open. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. I don't know how to get the fucking thing. Well, what I'm going to do, I ain't going to do nothing, man. I'm just going in that house. Yeah. For now. Good kitty. Yes, you are. Yeah, you're a good kitty. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. giddy. Unless I got old truck. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I can't get that fucking door to open. I tried prying it with a screwdriver. I can't get around good enough to get my prying instruments. Damn it. I'll fuck with it tomorrow. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Whoa. Anyway, I got out of the fucking truck. I tell you what, this life sucks for me. I can't believe I'm so fucking weak. Shit. I was gonna do a podcast when I got home about trying to get the Mormons to do two things. Start up a branch of their church to find out what God's great plan is. And set up a branch, and maybe it'd be the same branch, to get the cloning corporation set up so that all Mormons could have eternal life in the bodies that they have. Can't do their souls. Damn it. Can't do that. Don't know how. Pray to Jesus. Pray to whoever. Maybe that's the only way you can actually save a soul. If that's what it is, do that. And then bring your body back. Shit. I'm out of breath, man. I got out of the truck, though. Fuck. Shit. Now, I hope I don't do that again, because that took a hell of a lot out of me to get out of that damn truck. Fuck. My heart's still racing. Fuck. Damn near killed me. I'll tell you what, that took a hell of a lot out of me. It truly did. Didn't kill me, though. Yet. I don't think it's going to be long, though, before something kills me, because I think I'm nearly done. Wow. I'll turn this podcast off because I made her home. And this is just another day in the life of Brian. And this day, the fucking door not opening in my truck, that really sucks. I can't figure out what the hell to do here with that. If I had a bigger pry bar, I'd try to pry the door up and see if it would come loose. But I don't know what the hell's going on with it. I know I can't get it open. I can't get it open to get in. Can't get it open to get out. And if I clean the truck out, I guess I could wiggle across the seat every fucking time. Well, that's an option. I could still use the truck, but that's kind of dumb. Yeah, shoot. You piss poor clone, boy. I told you. Oh, man. Tell you what. Who fucked up?
Well, I have another.
That's what I'm gonna be.
Very well received. Good, good.
Reports. Hey, we gotta get that stuff to London fast.
Hey, Colonel, send him out with our two RAF frigates.
Sure, use the emergency tunnel.
No, there's too much German activity near the exit. What would make the Germans loosen up?
4 or 5 well-placed hand grenades.
Look, they're winning. What if they thought they were losing?
Now, how do you manage that?
This'll take real organization. Newkirk? I need 2 Wehrmacht uniforms for the RAF men.
Right, sir, I'll get the measurements.
Carter, what are boys in the metal shop working on?
Reversible type-ins. On one side it says Heil Hitler, and on the other I was in Switzerland during the war.
Put a hold on the type-ins. I want them to make a dummy movie camera realistic as possible.
Okay.
All right, look. We go to work on the goons tomorrow. We're selling...
Boy?
Yeah!
40% off for...
You have me found?
You're being vetted. You knew that. Lightweight.
Christ alone, who took on flesh, God of the God in heaven.
If you know nothing, where did you get this information?
Once in a while, I'm sensitive.
I see. The letter, please.
I have no...
And the face.
Need to prove to Coach that you...
Ben, I'd have done it without a second thought. That being the boy, I'm scared to death. I ran away.
It's you to do this job. Mom, you deserve meeting.
You deserve leaves occasional heartburn.
Am I doing this good?
Allegra starts working 2 times faster. Toxic ideas like...
Just take the jacket!
That was in these clothes.
I was there after the funeral. I was going to miss the kid. So I waited. But Parker was on the floor. And then this thing, this animal, oh my God. I ran and I didn't know what to do. I wanted to get him. I wanted to get out of here. I wanted to get out of here.
Bring her inside.
Quincy, on Tuesdays. Really?
Result of a severe infection. Tell your doc.
Trying to get a loan modification on your own? Did you know that less than 5% of people who tried on their own actually got a modification? At the Mortgage Modification Helpline, we know the rules and regulations banks don't want you to know about, and we've helped thousands of people stay in their homes. So call the Mortgage Modification Helpline today.
Please call 800-376-7250. Do you have an idea for an invention, but you don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp. They've been helping inventors for 35 years. Call today for free information.
Call 800-463-2271.
Attention homeowners. Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Is the bank threatening to take your home? Is your home worth less than you owe? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to call this number right now.
Call 800-842-4791.
Attention homeowners. Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Is the bank threatening to take your home? Is your home worth less than you owe? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to call this number right now.
Call 800-842-4791.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits in addition to those found in original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 monthly premiums or $0 deductibles. Call now. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll.
Call 1-800-249-7812. That's 1-800-249-7812.
This message is for all Americans that owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. Call the number on your screen now, and we will contact the IRS on your behalf and reduce the amount you owe if you qualify. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, call now. Find out how we can help you.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Are you sure? Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits in addition to those found in original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. Call now to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free with no obligation to enroll. In addition to hospital and medical coverage, at no extra cost, you could also get coverage for prescription drugs, dental, hearing, vision, and more. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 copays for many services, $0 monthly premiums, or $0 deductibles. That's hospital, medical, prescription drug, dental coverage, and more included in one plan with premiums that may be as low as $0 a month. Call now to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll.
Call 1-800-243-0721. That's 1-800-243-0721.
Welcome to Friday Night's Uncommon. Please, join Elvira, the horror hostess with enormous ratings.
Oh, boy.
It was movie macabre.
People just never die when it suits you.
Yes. Everything is waiting for you.
I was bitten by a wolf.
I'm just a violent beast! Put yourself together, Jack!
Elvira's movie macabre. Every Friday night in October, starting at 6, 5 Central on Comet.
Power's out.
Yeah, it happens to us all the time being out here in the sticks. Fire up the generator.
You okay?
Please help me to the bathroom. Dan, keeps disconnecting. The mountains must be blocking the signal. How much farther?
About 7 miles.
Lyle, let me come in. Lyle, I want to take you back to the hospital, okay?
No. Be right.
Lyle, answer me.
Thank you.
Jump me downstairs. Oh my God. He was in the bathroom sick, and then the next thing I knew, we were attacked by the mountain lion.
It wasn't the mountain lion, Scully. It's still in a cage out back.
Where's Glenn? She said she'd come see us before we left.
She left last night. Gave away all her possessions to her friends.
She pulled up and left? Why would she do that?
Brother's gone. No family. Trouble with Parker's all over. Maybe she saw something that she wasn't ready to understand.
Maybe.
See you in about 8 years.
I hope not.
Thank you. on in there.
I got a damn tooth starting to hurt pretty bad. Getting old ain't for fucking sissies.
Lauren McElvey, but we're not sure yet that this is her body.
You're not sure?
We couldn't make a positive ID, considering. Wendy Sparks, she's our bureau liaison. She thought this would be close to your area of expertise.
Any indication what would have been the cause of death?
We were just lucky to get her into the bag without a body flying apart. This substance, did you find it anywhere else in the car? In the carpet or the upholstery? As a matter of fact, no.
So it was only on the victim's body.
That's what it looks like. Why? Do you have an idea what happened here?
No.
I'll call you when we find anything else concrete. Detective?
Yeah, sure, call me.
Fucking leak.
Mulder, what do you think it is?
A couple of months ago, a case came across my desk from the Mississippi office. Four women from Aberdeen had disappeared in less than a month.
Disappeared?
Only one of the victims was found, but her body was too decomposed to perform a viable autopsy.
Mulder, what we just saw was not decomposition.
I know. That's why I want you to find out what this is while you're at the coroner's office.
What about you? Where are you going?
We tried to find out if Lauren McElvey was alone or not. Each of the Aberdeen victims had answered personal ads in the local papers. This is the same killer. He's just getting started.
Attention, homeowner. Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Is the bank threatening to take your home? Is your home worth less than you owe? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to call this number right now.
Call 800-842-4791.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits in addition to those found in original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 monthly premiums or $0 deductibles. Call now. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll.
Call 1-800-249-7812. That's 1-800-249-7812.
Attention, homeowner. Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Is the bank threatening to take your home? Is your home worth less than you owe? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to call this number right now.
Call 800-842-4791.
Thank you.
The handyman replaced the locks on the storage closet. I wanted to bring by your new key. I know what you do, Mr. Encanto.
What is it you think that I did?
While you're typing, and those packages from publishers in New York, you're a novelist, right? Or an editor? You see, I'm a writer, too.
What a coincidence. Shouldn't you be off writing or something?
I don't mean to impose or anything, but would you mind reading something of mine? It won't take much time. They're poems.
No, this is not you tell me that you were observing your copy.
Not observing, I'm performing it myself.
You're a medical doctor.
It sounds right.
I don't know. I guess maybe I am.
Why?
It's nothing personal, Agent Scully. I'm just old-fashioned in certain regards.
Old-fashioned?
The truth is, I question the wisdom of assigning female law enforcement officers to certain types of cases.
Like this one?
Whoever killed Lauren McElvey has a definite attitude toward women, right? So this has to be affecting your judgment.
I appreciate your concern, Detective, but it's not necessary. All I want to do is solve this case. Just like you.
Look, I'm not being sexist here. I'm just being honest.
Where would you like the autopsy report sent?
You can fax it to my office.
The date is August 29th. The time is 4:15 p.m. The subject's name is Lauren McElvey. Caucasian.
Hey, I'm gonna...